Trump-backed candidates sweep board day after FBI raids Mar-a-Lago. By Nick Gilbertson on August 9, 2022. Candidates endorsed by former President Donald J. Trump had another immaculate night in statewide and federal races Tuesday, just a day after the Federal Bureau of Investigation raided Mar-a-Lago. His endorsement record now stands at 183-11 in such races. Businessman Tim Michels, who served as a U.S. Army Ranger for 12 years, beat out his opponent, Rebecca Clefish, for the Republican gubernatorial nomination in Wisconsin, Dave Wasserman of the Cook Report declared. As the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel notes, Trump endorsed Michels back in June. Wisconsin needs a governor who will stop inflation, uphold the rule of law, strengthen our borders. We had the strongest borders in history just 2 years ago. Now we have the weakest, and end the well-documented fraud in our elections, Trump wrote. Tim Michels is the best candidate to deliver meaningful solutions to these problems, and he will produce jobs like no one else can even imagine, he added. Five other candidates backed by the 45th president in the Cheese State advanced to the general election Tuesday at the federal level, according to the Associated Press election results compiled by the New York Times. At least one candidate in the state legislature earned her nomination. Representative Brian Steele, RY, GOP nominee for the 1st Congressional District. Derek Van Orden, GOP nominee for the 3rd Congressional District. Representative Scott Fitzgerald, RY, GOP nominee for the 5th Congressional District. Representative Tom Tiffany, RY, GOP nominee for the 7th Congressional District. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, GOP nominee for U.S. Senate. State Assemblywoman Janelle Branchon, R22, GOP nominee for District 22. In Connecticut, Leora Levy won the GOP U.S. Senate primary over Themis Clarides and Peter Lumage. Levy, the National Republican Committee woman for Connecticut, received Trump's endorsement on Thursday when Trump slammed her general election opponent, Senator Richard Blumenthal, D.C.T. Leora Levy is running to represent the great state of Connecticut in the United States Senate, Trump said. The current senator is a mocked and laughed at fool, who said for many years that he was a brave war hero in Vietnam, when the facts later revealed that he had never even been to Vietnam. Trump praised Levy, who is a Cuban-born American. In the Senate, she will work hard to grow the economy, secure the border, fight for energy independence, support our military and our vets, champion election integrity, protect the Second Amendment, and fight violent and vicious crime, which is at the highest level in Connecticut history. Levy appeared on Breitbart News Saturday over the weekend and called the 45th president's backing an honor. Her victory puts his endorsement record among U.S. Senate candidates a perfect 17-0. Additionally, all three Trump-backed candidates clinched nominations in Minnesota Tuesday. Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, GOP nominee for the 6th Congressional District. Representative Michelle Fischbach, RMN, GOP nominee for the 7th Congressional District. Representative Pete Stauber, RMN, GOP nominee for the 8th Congressional District. The sweeping victories make Trump's endorsement record immaculate in 31 states at the federal and statewide levels. Texas, 24-0. Indiana, 6-0. Ohio, 16-0. West Virginia, 2-0. Kentucky, 6-0. Pennsylvania, 8-0. Alabama, 6-0. Arkansas, 5-0. California, 7-0, 8-0 with Representative Connie Conway's, RCA, special election victory. Iowa, 4-0. Mississippi, 1-0. Montana, 2-0. New Jersey, 1-0. South Dakota, 1-0. Nevada, 2-0. North Dakota, 2-0. Virginia, 4-0. Alaska, 1-0. Colorado, 1-0. Illinois, 4-0. Oklahoma, 4-0. Utah, 3-0. Maryland, 1-0. Kansas, 5-0. Missouri, 4-0. Michigan, 7-0. Arizona, 9-0. Tennessee, 8-0. Connecticut, 1-0. Minnesota, 3-0. Wisconsin, 6-0. Trump picked up an extra win Monday, after Wasserman declared Trump endorsed Joe Kent advance to the general election for Washington's 3rd Congressional District over Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, who voted for Trump's impeachment. Midterm primaries continue on August 13 in Hawaii. Correction: the number of successful endorsements previously included state legislature races from one state. The number has been updated from 192 to 183.